Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Yud Beis. We left off Mishnah Yud Aleph Amud Beis, a little bit behind over Yom Tov. We left off on Shavuos night Yud Aleph Amud Beis Mishnah. Haimer ten gets a list. The guy says, "Give this get to my wife for Shtar Shechus Alavdi." So he says to a shliach, "Give this get to my wife or the Shtar Shechus to my Evan." Imrutz Alachsa B'Shem Yachsa Diver Meir. If he wants to retract, if he wants to tell the shliach, don't give it. He wants to pull it back. He can. That's Rameir Shita. Of course, we had this earlier a couple of months ago already. They referenced this Mishnah. So Rameir says he can retract. Why can he retract? The idea is going to be, it'll be clear in the Mishnah, because according to Rameir, both a get for a wife and even a Shtar Shikrer, freedom papers of an Eved Kanani, is actually a detriment. Had it been to the benefit of the Isha, the benefit of the Eved, then you would not be able to retract because Zachel Adav Shabbat Fanav. The Shliach that the Baal made to bring the get, to bring the get Shikrer, would actually become a shliach for the isha, for the eved, to be kind on their behalf, and the Baal would not be able to be chayzer. But Rameir says, since it's not to their benefit, it's to their detriment, isha is very clear it's to their detriment. She loses the security of mezainas, she loses the security of her husband, even if she's someone that's not so happy in her marriage. Still, we assume that unless she makes 100% unequivocally clear that she wants to be divorced, we assume she doesn't, and therefore it's clearly, it's a detriment to her, and therefore the shliach's not zeicha for her on her behalf. Even by eved, Rameir holds the eved, will skip straight to the Gemara's ultimate explanation, right at the end of the Gemara. Rameir holds that the Eved, when I probably not see this today, we won't see this until tomorrow, but Rameir holds that the Eved likes to be free. He likes the freedom of being able to live with the Shifcha and to, you know, he gets the benefit of the Mezainis for the Baal. That the Gemara is going to focus very much on, that maybe he doesn't have that benefit because the Baal could pull it back, but he still has the freedom of marrying a Shifcha, of having a woman who can be more promiscuous with, and not being bound, you know, the same way as a regular Yid. And therefore, it may hold as a detriment, and therefore, once it's out of schus, the Baal can retract. The Chum, the Chum argue, and the Chum say, they agree to a mayor that the Baal could retract by getting Isha, because getting Isha is to her detriment. It's not considered a schus, but for an Eved, it's certainly a schus to go free. And therefore, once the Baal gives the shliach is zeicha in the get shikr on behalf of the Eved, and the Baal can no longer be chaser. Yushalmi, Abavi doesn't really go into this part of the conversation. Abavi, the Agamar is going to discuss very much about whether or not the Baal can take back the mezainis from the Eved while he's working for him or not. But we'll, that's going to be a big focus of today's of Yud Beis Manalf. But the Yushalmi discusses that maybe we should make distinctions between what type of house the Eved's working in. If he's working in a very wealthy house and he has great accommodations, you know, even as an Eved, he's in there Eved quarters, but it's a nice, you know, nice quarters, nice bed, nice food, nice lifestyle. Then, you know, a person who has an Eved, he's got to treat Eved properly. So then he, you know, it will be a detriment maybe to go free. But if he's living by a poor Eved, a poor master, I should say, and has a poor master have an Eved, maybe he inherited the Eved from his father. Either way, but the point is, it maybe should make a chilek what type of lifestyle the Eved is living in. The Yerushalmi discusses this idea, why we're not getting involved with the type of master the Eved is with. Okay, by the way, Rameir says that the Baal, the master, the husband, could be chaser on both to get Isha and get Shechar because they're both the detriment of the Eved and to the Isha. Whereas the Chum say, no, the Eved is a mile to go free, and he can't be chaser because the Eved is Zeicha, I did a Shliach. The Isha, he can still be chaser. The Mishnah explains, the Chumim say, Lufisha Zachim Adam Shleib Befanav, because it's Chus, you can be Zeicha of a person, not in their presence. But to do something to detriment of the person, you need their presence, which really means you need the agreement. The fun over here doesn't necessarily mean their presence. It's a loose word. The fun over here means you need their agreement. You need their das. So when it comes to schus, you know it's a schus. You can be there on their behalf. When it comes to, it's like a shlichus to get in. When it comes to something which is detrimental, then it's not. It's only good with their das. And the mission continues. So why are we saying that for a Eved, it says chus as opposed to Nisha. Shemirtz shalaznas avdei rashai. Shalaznas nisha inem rashai. Because the wife, the husband is bound to support. Since the husband is bound to support the wife, so the wife, by becoming a grusha, is losing that guaranteed, so to speak, that security of support of sustenance from her husband, and therefore it's to her detriment. Whereas by an Eved, where the Baal can, anyway, the master can anyway take away the support. The Gemara is going to elaborate on this more. The Baal can anyway take away the support. So over there, it's going to be his benefit just to go free, because anyway, it's not secure. Amalem, so Rameir says back, Harei Paisos Avdei Minachuma. But what do you mean? If the Eved was working for a Kayin, if he was belonging to a Kayin, so by belonging to a Kayin, he's able to eat Truma. Just like a husband when he divorced his wife, she was able to eat truma because she belonged to the, she was married to a kohen. So to the eved, can he cast of the kohen, can he truma? But by getting rid of the eved, just like by getting rid of the wife, she loses the ability to eat truma. So to the eved, our mayor therefore says, you shouldn't make a parallel. You should compare the eved going free to the isha and saying it's both to the detriment. Amr loy, so the chamsa back, meshu kinyane, no, because the eved is only the kinyan. The reason why he can't only no longer eat truma when he leaves the master's house, when he's sold, is because he is he's only kinyane. The Gemara is going to elaborate what on earth is the shock of Vitaya. First of all, Ramey is asking only about kayin. Okay, it's a good answer for kayin. Even if, assuming Ramey, as far as Gishmak is far, it works for kayin, it doesn't work for an Eved that belongs to non-kayin. And on the flip side, what's the Chama's response? Because the kinyane, the Gemara will elaborate more about that. We'll see that Blineder probably tomorrow. And it comes up at the end of Yud Beis Mamey's Tanya, the latter third of the page. On Yud Beis Mamey's, the Gemara goes into a deeper price that elaborates more in this conversation between the Chama and Ramey. Okay.
Does the
Eved
have the same?
Exactly. Yosef Rav Huna, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Kamei de Rav Yom Yom. Rav Yitzchak, Rav Huna, and Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef were sitting in front of Rav Huna. The Yosef Rav Huna became Namnim. And Rav Huna was dozing off, and as these stories are often go, so Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef are going to have a conversation, and Rav Yom Yom, who's dozing off, is going to weigh in from the middle of his dozing off. He's going to weigh in with a pshat. We have this all the time. Says Gemara, Yosef Rav Huna come. Rav Huna saying the following memory. Shmami Namad Rabbanan. Hatayis Baal Chayiv Kana. We see from the Rabbanan sheet in our Mishnah, one who grabs for Baal Chayiv is Kaina. Meaning, let's say Ruvain is owed money from Shimon. And someone goes, we'll call it the typhus, a grabber. He goes and he grabs money from Shimon. He grabs an asset from Shimon for Reuven. That it works. It's a chiddush that it works. Meaning, you could have heard that even if Reuven's allowed to grab from Shimon, he can grab himself. But a third party to grab for Reuven, that you can't do. Kamash Malan, that yes, you can. And there's a raya from our Mishnah. What's the raya from our Mishnah? He's saying for the Rabbanan. Why? What do the Rabbanan say? So the Gemara doesn't elaborate, but the Rabbanan say is that when the Baal sends, the master sends a Shliach with a get shichur to the Eved Kanani, the Baal can no longer be chayzer. Why? Because that shliach, he's zeicha in the get on behalf of the Eved Kanani, and the Baal can't be zeicha. Now that shliach is becoming like he's being typhus. He's grabbing something on behalf of the Eved Kanani, right? At the expense of the master, because the master can't be chayzer now, and it works. So we see that you can be taifas for the Baal Chayiv Kana. It's the same idea, and it's really deeper. The shliach was really initially working as a shliach of the Baal, the master, and he's converting himself to a shliach of the Eved Kanani. Okay, so I'm going to say, now this is true. The truth is, we could have declared this before. There's a big machlekes shayinim in this sheet of chachamim that we say, it's really in the Mishnah already, in the sheet of chachamim that we say that the shliach becomes a shliach to be zeicha for the Eved, and therefore the Baal cannot be chayzer, the master cannot be chayzer. What does that mean? Does that mean the shliach is zeicha in the get shichur on behalf of the Eved? It's as if the Eved Kanani already has the get shichur, and the Eved Kanani is totally free? That's the simple. Or no, it just means that the shliach zeicha to the extent that the master, the Baal, can't be chayzer, and say, I don't want to give the get shichur, but Avadi is not totally free till the get shichur reaches his hand. That is a big machlekes in the Rishayim. In the Rishayim, the machlekes, according to Rambam, according to the simple understanding of Rashi back at Aftes and the Rif, it's only that the shliach is kinda that the Baal cannot be chayzer. The shliach is kinda the get shichur for the Eved, that the Baal cannot retract. But until the Eved gets the get shichur, he's not totally free. Whereas, according to many other Rishayim, the Ran, the Rush, Taisvis and Aftes, they learn that no, the Eved is totally free. If you're saying that the Shliach is Zeicha on behalf of the Eved now is totally free right now just by the virtue of the get being in the hands of the Shliach. Interesting, Machlekes Rishayim, this Tifa Radov here, it gets into a big conversation that the Shliach was originally appointed by the Baal, and therefore as someone's working for the Baal, does he have a right to kind of switch over and make himself the agent for the Eved or not? That's all, maybe to the extent that he can't be chayzer, but not fully. That seems to be a big conversation over here. But that's the basic machlekes rishayim. Okay, Baal Gemara is discussing now that from our Mishnah of Araya, that the Baal Chayiv, you could grab something, a third party, to grab on behalf of the Baal Chayiv, you can grab for the creditor at the expense of the debtor. Says the Gemara, does it work even when you be chav acherim? Meaning, in our case, it's one thing to grab where it's not that it was detriment. Let's go back to the case of a loan. The malva is entitled to the money. The leva owes the money, so it's really not to anyone's detriment. Yeah, maybe the leva didn't want to pay this minute, but the point is it's a debt which he has to pay. So over there, I can understand that a third party, a creditor, can grab on behalf of the creditor, and he can take it from the debtor, and it's fine. Over here, over here in this case, it's actually to the detriment of the master. The Baal had the ability to be chaser. The shliach being zecher for the eved takes away the Baal's ability to be chaser from this freedom paper. It's more similar, go back to our case, of the debtor, where you have a creditor, call him Reuven. He's owed money by Shimon. He's also owed money by Levi. Let me say it differently. Shimon owes money to Reuven. Shimon also owes money to Levi. So when this Taifas goes and grabs money for Reuven, very nice that he's doing a favor for Reuven, but it's at the expense of Levi because there's less money now, there's less opportunity for Levi to collect from. Maybe over there it doesn't work. That's the Mar's question. The Mar's asking it, Bateras Shailam, over a question form. Shail, that's such a kasha. Are you saying it works even where it's to someone else's detriment? Is being Taifas for Bachlev, B'makam Shechav La'Cheirim, does that work? Amar Leir Funas is back. Yes, in. It does work. It works even in that case. And that's why our case is a parallel. You're grabbing it for the Eved, even at the expense of the master. Adachi Sarbe Rav Huna, at this point, woke up in the conversation, Amalu, and he said, Dartiki, my children. It was a little bit of a, I don't want to say a rip, but Rashi elsewhere explains what it means is, he's saying, like, just like young children aren't yet well-versed in Svaras and Pshat and explanation, it was more, that's what he's coming to say, like, Dardiki, my children, your Svaras are not complete. Why? Hachim Arbeich, Arbeich said as follows, if one grabs for a Baal Chayv, and it's a situation where it's to the detriment of someone else, then the creditor is not Zeicha. Creditor is not Zeicha. You cannot, it's one thing to grab for the creditor where it doesn't harm anyone else. But if it harms someone else, the creditor is not Zeicha. I are Mishnah. Big aside. Since the master, the Baal, said to the Shliach, go give to so-and-so, saying go give to so-and-so is tantamount to saying, be kind it on behalf of so-and-so. Saying go give it to him is like saying, be kind on his behalf. And therefore, in our case, the Shliach could be kind on behalf of the Eved. But that's not a riot to all over that a third party can go and be zeicha for one for the creditor at the expense of another creditor. That would not work. Okay, so we have no right for Mishnah and Rav Yirmiyah's argument saying Teifas b'chayv makom shechav acherim does not work. Amar Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda says Teifas b'chayv makom shechav acherim. This discussion when one grabs for a b'chayv for a creditor at the expense of someone else, which we're saying now, Rav Huna said you could do it. Rav Yirmiyah is saying no, you cannot do it. Says Gemara, Banal machleikus v'lozer rabban. Rav Chizda says actually machleikus tanoim. We're in a Mishnah in, of all places, in Peah. The time we learned to pay in the fourth parak, Mishnah gets Peah. A person who gathers Peah, Vamar Harezu Lepleniani. A person who has his own field. Rashi seems to say it's talking about his own field, and he says, I'm gathering the Peah, not for himself, first of all, his own field, he can't keep it for himself anyway. But Bechlal, he's an usher. He's not someone that's in the parsha of collecting Peah. But he says, I'm not keeping it for myself. I'm gathering it for so and so the Ani. Harezu Lepleniani. I'm being Zeichet for the Ani. So I'm a Chleikus, as well as Aimer. Zachalai, it worked. He's zeichah for that ani. The chamayim, no. He didn't on an observation. He wasn't able to do that. It's not chal, it's kinyan, and he better give it to the first ani that he crosses paths with. He should give it to that ani. Says the Gemara, Amar Meimer v'Tamer Papa. Sorry, before we go back to explain why it's not a good connection, it's not a good tushtel. So at this point, Rav Chizda is saying the machlekes of Belezer, the Rabbanan seems to be if you teifus b'makom shechav lacherim, this guy is grabbing for one ani, which is at the expense of other aniim, and Rav Belezer says it works. That's still like Rav Huna that it works, and the Chamizay doesn't work. That seems to still make Rav Huna like Rav Yirmiyah that it doesn't work. Like Rav Yirmiyah says the Gemara, Amar Mem v'Tamer Papa. No, this machlekes could be explained totally not connected to our discussion here. Top of Yud Beis Manalf. Timulahi, perhaps not. Ad kala kamar b'lazer hasam. Elo debiki debay mafkele nechase. Vavli ani v'chazile. Umigu tezachile nafshe zach lechavre. That's why it works. Over there we have a double migu. Over there, by paya we have a double migu. Meaning, an ani is entitled to take this produce, to take the paya. A usher is not. This guy is a migu. You know why he could take it? Not for himself. He's taking it for another ani. But you know why, according to Blaz, he's able to take it? Because he has a migu. He could be mafkir all his assets. Now, it's a risky move. Mafkir assets, someone else goes and is kainet, you lost your assets. But potentially, the guy has a biyada. He does have the power to be mafkir's assets. So since he has the power to mafkir's assets, and if he'd be mafkir, or if he'd be make all his assets hefkir, he would now be entitled to pay himself. And we have a concept, but once I can be zeichah something for myself, I can be zeichah for my friend as well. So we have this double migo. Migo, I can mafkir assets, which we do find in the svara we use elsewhere, even though we're not seeing the guy's actually giving mafkir's assets. The fact that he can, he's considered in the parsha, migo that he can mafkir's assets, and if he mafkir's assets, once he can zeichah for himself, he's zeichah for his friend as well. So that double migo says, over here, you can be zeichah and peya, according to Blazer. Maybe that's why Blazer, the Tana, is saying you can be zeichah and the peya. But in our case, where he's not bechlal on the parsha, he's taking it on behalf of the Baal Chayv. He's collecting it on behalf of the Baal Chayv, and it's at the expense of someone else. he's not in the parasha at all. Maybe the Rabbi Elazar would agree to Rabbi Yirmiya that it doesn't work. Avahach alai, Rabbi Yirmiya, of course, not Meir, came later. But the point is, maybe it's the same shita. Don't tell Rabbi Elazar you can be teifas lebal chayv when it's chav acherim. Avahach alai, maybe to agree over here that it wouldn't work and go the other way as well. The Akalik come up and husband over there and say it doesn't work by peya. I'll say, you know why it doesn't work? But it's based on a pasuk. El dechsiv leislaket lani. We darshin leislaket lani. One person shouldn't take for an ani. It's not his business to take for a different for an ani. He can't take for a third party. Avahach alai, but if we don't have that drasha, maybe you could be teifas for the creditor, even though this is the chav for others. By the way, just to quote the context of that pasuk, where it says, leis lakit lani, the pasuk is actually, I'm quoting from the middle of the pasuk, but it says, the leki katsircha leis lakit, comma, don't take the leki katsircha of, don't take the leket from your field. What should you do with it, rather? Early in the pasuk, we spoke about peah. Rather, what should you do with it? For the ani and the ger, you should leave it. So it's interesting. There's really a comma between the word leis lakit and laani. But we're darshing as if you remove the comma and read it as three connected words. Leis lakit laani. And we darshing that you cannot take for an ani. So it's a drasha by, I'm not saying, I don't mean to say chopping up the pasuk. It's a drasha by almost like ignoring where the comma goes. Fine. So the rabbanan say we have a drush over there that you can't take for lani. Maybe over here in our sugya, maybe the chum would agree like Rav Huna that you could be teifus even when it's chav acherim, and it does work. So the mar successfully deflected that the machlekes rabbanan Rav Elazar is not parallel to our machlekes here between Rav Huna and Rav Yirmiya where they can be teifus for bachayv with chav acherim. Tosfos points out that even though Rav Papa, because according to one gear, according to another gear, it's a meimer, but according to the gear, it's Rav Papa, is coming to explain that the Rabban who say over there, you cannot be teifus for the payah for an ani. Over here, maybe clothed, you could be teifus. Rav Papa himself holds you cannot. Rav Papa subscribes to the opinion that one cannot be teifus, you cannot grab for a balchayv at the expense of someone else. He subscribes, Rav Papa himself, to that opinion. Rav Papa is still just Laman Teres Emes, is playing devil's advocate. Don't tell me the machlekes over here in our sugya parallels the machlekes in peah. That's not true, because you can even say, like the sheet I hold, like the chum over there say it doesn't work in peah, and Rav Papa ultimately holds it doesn't work over here either, and it'll be beautiful for Rav Papa if it's the Rabbanan over here saying it doesn't work. But Rav Papa is saying you have no raya. Even though chum is saying peah doesn't work, it's not a raya, the hold over here doesn't work, because the sugyas are different. That just points out that's that Rav Papa is not arguing Lamaisan, he's just arguing in the connection. Okay. Says the Gemara, what does Rabbi Elazar do with this drasha? It's funny, this drasha, which we put the comma in the wrong place. You remove the comma. The mice is still a drasha. The Gemara is bothered. What does Rabbi Elazar do with that drasha? Rabbi Elazar, hi, lois lakit, my avalei, what does Rabbi Elazar do with the drasha? Lois lakit, lebayale, lahazir, la'ani, al shalai. You need it to be mazir the ani from his own. Meaning, if an ani has a field, a person is able to collect from trumas and maesers, he's able to collect from manas aniim, as long as he has less than 200 zuz, we said. We spoke on it in Saita not so long ago, that what's a rasha aram? We gave a few different taichas, scenarios of what a rasha aram is, and one of them was someone who gives the exact amount to get an ani up to his minimum threshold. Well, a person who hits the threshold is no longer take from the town play, no longer able to collect the stipends, the checks from Staka. So if a person has 197 zuz and someone goes and mashem 3 zuz, so that guy is really making a problem. Why? Because he would have potentially gotten a check for 1,000 zuz from the Staka, and he's allowed to take it once, a big check, that's fine. But once someone's mashem exactly to the minimum amount, the guy obviously is still very poor and he can't take anymore because he's at the minimum amount. Point is, there's a minimum amount that a person, once he possesses, he cannot take from, you know, leket shechapeya, he can't take a manas aniyim. However, he could own a field, potentially a small field, not very valuable, and he has less income than that amount. So potentially, he should be able to take his own peya. We say no, we dash the pasuk, that mabay lazir, la'ani al-shalay, an ani on his own field, he cannot take the peya. Even though he's be'etzim, he's in the category of taking peya from other fields, from his own field, he can't take it. Okay, we had said in the Mishnah, Shem Yirtz Lazan, with two dots, Yud Beis Malach towards the top page, Shem Yirtz Lazan, we had said in the Mishnah that if the Chum had said that if the master wants to remove his support from his Eved, he's allowed to do that, but not from an Isha. Samara now is going to focus very much from here, for most of the rest of our conversation today, is going to focus on this topic. Whether a master could tell the Eved, I'm not giving you Mazainus, the assumption the Mara is going to make is that it's a package deal. He's telling the Eved, I'm not giving you Mazainus, even though he's also not letting the Eved keep his Maestri Dayim. The master's saying, I'm going to keep the work of your hands, and I'm not giving you food, and you're on your own. The Mara is going to say, is that true? Is our Mishnah Raya? And if our Mishnah is not going to be Raya, which the Mara is going to deflect the Raya from Mishnah, we're going to go out to try to be Raya for many other Brises and Mishnayas. Let's see. Shmamina, says the Gemara. Yachar Avlem le Eved, Aseim Eve, Enizancha. The simple teich of a Mishnah is that was saying it's totally to the detriment of the Eved that the Rabbi could at any point pull back Mazainus. We understand that the Mishnah means the Rabbi is telling the Eved, I'm keeping your Maisi Dayim. You're not keeping your income. I'm keeping your income and I'm not giving you Mazainus. Says the Gemara, no. Who told you that? No. When we say the master could pull back the mezainis from the eved, we're talking about a case where the master is letting the eved keep his ma'is yadayim. The master is saying, keep your ma'is yadayim and don't get from me mezainis. Ask the Gemara, but then there's an obvious problem. You're talking about Isha, you can't do that. You're saying by Isha, where the husband cannot tell her, don't take ma'is yadayim, but don't take from mezainus, but l'chaira, in that case, if the husband says to the wife, keep your ma'is yadayim and don't take mezainus, we know we have the sukkusing suvas. L'chaira, if she makes enough money, which would be a key point, that's a big if, come in a second, but if she makes enough money, the Baal could say that. He could say, keep your ma'is yadayim, don't take mezainus from me, and let's keep it as such. So why in the Mishnah be saying the Baal can't say that? L'chaira can. The kavasik abisha, diyama la, he says to her, keep your earnings and take your own mind, and don't take from me mezainus. Aisha Maila, why can he say that? The Mishnah had said, the Chumash Taina was, that what he could say to the Eved, he cannot say to the Isha. To the Eved, he could take away the mezainus. To the Isha, he cannot. So the Gemara assumed, the Eved, the Baal, is taking away the mezainus, the master taking away the mezainus, by also, while he's also keeping the Ma'is Yadayim, he's keeping the income. That made sense. That's a Chumri of Eved, not Aisha. Once you tell me about Eved, the case was, that he's only taking away the mezainus, not giving mezainus, and he's letting the Eved keep the Ma'is Yadayim, well, the Baal could do that by Nisha, so why are we considering Isha any different than Eved? Says the Gemara, Isha to stuff. It goes by Isha, we're talking about a case where she doesn't have enough. We're talking about Isha who doesn't have enough money for a Ma'is Yadayim to support herself, and there the husband has to top it up. Husband cannot leave her without, let's just say the average person, let's make up Isha or Eved, needs $20,000 a year to live, sustenance. So it's almost a case where the Isha was making only $18,000. So over there, even if the Baal would say, I'm not giving you my mezainus, keep your ma'aseh dayim, he still would have to top up the $2,000 to get her from the $18,000 to $20,000 to get her to that base amount. By an Eved, the Gemara says, he doesn't have to. Ask the Gemara, ask why not? Eved Ami B'lai Safko, 1 second. So if you're making a parallel, but Eved, if the Eved doesn't have enough to sustain himself, shouldn't the Baal have to, the master have to top it up? The Gemara says, Avada not. Avda the Noim Kreis Leshavi, Lamar Lamar Silmai, says the Gemara Kishmak Asfara. An Eved who can't even earn his own expenses, if he can't even earn enough to cover his expenses, the Baal's saying, keep your Ma'is Yadayim, and I'm not dealing with your mezainis, deal with mezainis yourself. So in the case where the Eved is only earning, we'll call it $18,000, and his expenses for the year are $20,000. So such an Eved, does the mistress have any benefit from the Eved? Is that what Eved's for? Avada not. And therefore it's Pashit that it's not incumbent on the master or the mistress to support this Eved. And therefore there are Rabbanan Sefar in the Mishnah, it goes back, it makes a lot of sense. We're making a chilik that was saying, by an Eved, the Eved is a schusman to go free because the security he has in mezainis is not so secure because the master can say at any point, I'm not giving you mezainis. By an Isha, you can say the same thing, especially where he's letting them keep the Ma'is Yadayim. Yeah, but there's a fundamental difference. By the Isha, if she doesn't make enough, she still has the security. The husband will make up the difference to make her keep her, give her sustenance. Whereas by the Eved, the master won't have to give her sustenance. That is the time of the Mishnah. So we have no proof to our Shaila. We're trying to prove that a master could tell an Eved, I'm not giving you mezainis, and I'm not letting you keep my sedayim. I'm keeping the my sedayim. We try to prove for a Mishnah. We said, no, maybe they're talking about what the master is letting them keep my sedayim. Let's try another proof. Tashima. Eved this goes into Golas. He kills him by mistake. He's going into Golas. Aramiklet. Ain't Rabbi Chava Zayin. The master does not have to send him mezainis. Pretty black and white. The master does not have to send him mezainis, and the master gets to keep the ma'aseh. Still goes to the master. That's pretty black and white. Shema Amina. Yochar Rav Leim Levit. Asay Mivin Izancha. There's a raya that in the Mishnah raya we attempted to bring for a Mishnah, which we deflected. He gave a clear raya from this brisa that the master can tell the Eved, you still work for me. You still have to work for me. I get the benefits of your labor, but you're on your own for mezainis. How, by the way, will this guy get sustenance if all of his income goes to the master? As he gets sustenance, he'll have to go to the kupa. He'll have to go to the soup kitchens. He'll have to get from staka. Okay, says the Gemara. Hachmaiskinan. No, we're talking about a case. I'm a light light. Same I said. We're talking about a case where the husband said, keep the Ma'is Yadayim for your mezainis. The husband is the master, I should say, is allowing the Eved to keep the Ma'is Yadayim. Ask the Gemara, but that's not what it says. What it say? V'le'ed el shem Ma'is Yadav l'Rabbi. Yachi Ma'is Yadav l'Amai l'Rabbi. In the Brisa, we had said the Ma'is Yadayim, we're talking about when the Ma'is Yadayim go to the master. It doesn't, obviously the master is not saying that the Eved should keep the Ma'is Yadayim. Answers the Gemara, l'hadafa. What we mean is, let's say the Eved makes, going back to our number, let's say the number was, the Eved to abstain himself needs $20,000 a year. This Eved was making $25,000. He was making more than what is needed for sustenance. So over there could be a svar to say that the Eved gets to keep it because, well, we'll see in a second what the Havin was, why we say to keep it. Fine, but once the master is saying, you keep your Ma'is Yadayim and sustain yourself, maybe the Eved keeps more than he needs for his sustenance. Maybe he keeps everything above the sustenance as well. He keeps the extra 5,000. So the chiddush is that no, that's what we mean. The Eved goes to Golos. The rabbi doesn't have to give him a zaynus. He's keeping his ma'is dayam till the point, the Eved, that he sustains himself. And the extra money above that goes to the rabbi. Ask the Gemara, of course it does. Why wouldn't it? The master is only giving his ma'is dayam for sustenance. Hadafa pshita, isn't it? Pasha hadafa goes to the master. Gemara says no. Ma'adatema, kivan, chilasle, liavle, kiasle, nami, lelish kamine, kamash balon. The Gemara says there's a svara. I would have thought at least to have him, you know. Since if the Eved doesn't have enough to pay for his sustenance, the halacha is the master doesn't help out at all, so then even when he does have, maybe you allow him, when he has extra, we don't say it goes to the master, maybe we allow the Eved to keep it. Why would you allow the Eved to keep it? Rashi says in Shingsvara, Leilishka Minei, if you jump into Rashi quickly, Rashi inside of the page, in the middle of the page, first words in the line is Leilishka Minei, Vebiyat Eved, Shema Yaim Yaim, Yesh Yaim, Shalayim Selishtakir. Interesting. Like a buffer. Like a little extra cookie jar. Meaning maybe because Rashi is connecting it, not stam as far as that since the Eved, if there's a shortfall, the rabbi doesn't make up the shortfall, so when there's extra, maybe the Eved should keep it. No, the Eved belongs to the rabbi, he belongs to the master. We mean it since when there's a shortfall, the rabbi doesn't make it up, so if the Eved has extra, let the Eved keep it for the day in the future that maybe there will be a shortfall. Kamash, we don't say that. Okay. In fact, Gemara, very nice. So you're coming out that in this price, it was saying very simply, the master says to the Eved, keep your Maisi Dayim, do Mazanis by yourself. And the halach is, in that case, the Eved Taka keeps the Maisi Dayim from Mazanis. And if there's any extra money, that goes to the rabbi. So what are Aramik left with anything? Asking Gemara, Mashallah Aramik, why did the price talk about case for Aramik left? Sakadayi Chamina, I would have thought Vachai, they should go in one of those, he should be Yonis to one of the mountain cities, and he should be Vachai, and therefore Avalei Chiusa Tfei, give him something to have more Chiusa, again along these lines, of give him something that will give him sustenance for longer, let him keep that off at least. Kamash Malan, we don't say that any excess earnings above what he needs for basic sustenance goes to the master. Okay, so far, we keep trying to say that the master is able to say, I'm keeping my sedayim, and I'm not giving him a zaynus. And so far, every rabbi we brought, even though the simple lasha was mashma, indeed the rabbi could do that. Every rabbi we brought, we defuck and said no. But the rabbi is giving the eved his my sedayim, and he's holding back from giving him a zaynus. But if you do both, to take away the my sedayim and to take away the zaynus, that the rabbi can't do. So far, we deflected all the rayas. Says the bar. One second. Let's look at the next part of this very same brisa. This price of our miklat, the sefer says, if an isha goes to Golos to our miklat, balachai mazaynus, the balach chayv to your mazaynus. Now, if the balat said to the isha, keep your ma'aseh yadayim, and I'm not giving mazaynus, look at that he could say. So by saying the balach chayv and mazaynus, must be he's not telling her that I'm keeping your ma'aseh yadayim. He's not telling her, sorry, that she should keep the ma'aseh yadayim. The Baal is keeping the ma'aseh yadayim, which means the parallel case by Eved means the Baal is keeping the ma'aseh yadayim, and he's saying, I'm not giving you the mazaynus. So we're back to a ride that the Baal could tell an Eved, I'm keeping both the ma'aseh yadayim, and I'm not giving you the mazaynus. Says the Gemara, Mechlal, Aval Ishish goes to the Lari Miklat, Baal Chayim Mazaynus, said the Baal's Chayim Mazaynus, Mechlal Dlamalel, it's clear that he's not talking about a case where he said, take your ma'aseh yadayim in place of the food. Diyamal, because if you say this, Baal Ma'am Machayev, why the Baal be Chayev? So the chalas being referred to the sefer by the case of Isha, as to what the case by Eved is, and we should back to be having a raya that a master can tell the Eved, I'm not giving you mazaynus, and yet I'm keeping your ma'aseh yadayim. We're back to a raya, says the Gemara, no. We're talking about the Baal, the price talking about the case where the Baal said to the Isha, keep your ma'aseh yadayim, and use that for your mazaynus. Aye, if your question was, in that case, so what's the chiddush that the one would be the pshat, the Baal's chayev. The Baal shouldn't be chayev because he's letting her keep the ma'aseh yadayim. The case is where her income is not enough to get ma'aseh yadayim, and the Baal has to top it up, says Gemara. V'isha b'leisaf, because on my case, Isha, where there wasn't enough in her earnings, and the Baal is mechuyev to top it up. Says Gemara, one second. Hamatani seifa, the mamal tzi ma'aseh yadayich, m'zernesayich, rasha yimachal d'resha l'amala. Gemara says, great answer. But if you look at the Seifa, which is the next Seifa of that Braisa, that we called already, not the case before this, the Seifa, that's not called the middle case now. If you look at the very next case of the Braisa, it says over there that if the Baal says to the woman explicitly, keep your Ma'aseh yadayim for your mazaynus, he's allowed to do that. Isn't that an indication that the middle case was where the Baal hadn't said that? The Baal hadn't said anything about keeping your Ma'aseh yadayim? And it's a raya that by the Eved, the Baal is able to take the Ma'aseh yadayim and the mazaynus? Gemara says, no. Hachamer, here's how we read the Braisa. V'im mesapekes, in a case where she earns enough, so the middle case was where she doesn't earn enough, the Baal has to top up her ma'aseh yadayim and give her enough mazaynus to the extent that the ma'aseh yadayim don't complete her mazaynus. He has to top it up. In a case where she makes enough, then the Baal could just say to her, keep your ma'aseh yadayim and keep your mezainis. Ask him, what's the chiddush? That's a basic din. As long as she's self-sufficient, why can't the Baal make that stipulation? We know he can. So Mesafek has Maila Memra, what's the chiddush in a case where she has enough? Ma'alutema, kofud basmelech penima, kamash melan. I would have thought that we say, kofud basmelech penima, it's better for the basmelech to be penima inside, indoors, and not running around trying to make a parnasa, kamash melan, that we are not, kamash melan, that we are not concerned. Now, what does mean kamash melan not concerned? So, actually, 2 points. First of all, Kokudas Melch Pnima was more of a concern over here because she went to Aram Mikla, she's a new place. In a new place, to drum up business, to self-sustain herself, that would require her to be more, even more out there, to be more out of her, you know, Tsenua Dika situation, and therefore, there'd be a tzad that the Baal can't say, keep your Maisi Daim and keep your Mazainas. Kamashman, that what? First, you point out that Avadu, this din of Kokudas Melch Pnima, still exists. We're not dismissing the whole din of Kokudas Melch Pnima's taste this. We're just saying that it wouldn't be enough of a Svara to say, that the Baal has to give her mezainis and let her refrain from going out there to work. No, the Baal can still say, go out to work and keep your own maizdai for your mezainis. But not that we're dismissing the concept of kofu esbach benima, we're just saying over here it wouldn't be enough of a svara to stop the Baal from making such an agreement. Okay, so this discussion we've been going on for now almost most of this, I've been ready. We've been discussing whether or not a master could tell his Evid, I'm keeping your maizdai still and I'm not giving you mezainis. You have to go fend for yourself. And we spoke at Heisen get Mezainis. I'll have to go to the, you know, to the soup kitchens, to the Baal Tzedakahs to get Mezainis. Okay. Let us say our discussion is actually Mechalekes Tanayim. An Evik could tell his master in the years of hunger, Ayi Parnaseini, give me sustenance, feed me. Ayi Sedecheres, or free me. Feed me or free me from Avdus. No. The Rishus is in the hands of the rabbi to choose if he wants to free the Eved or if he wants to keep employing him. But it's very clear, that seems like, the Chama is saying, even though the Baal is not, the master is not giving him his Zainus, he can still keep the Eved under his jurisdiction. He doesn't have to free the Eved, whereas according to the Tanakhama, Rishon Gamliel is saying that no, you have to either give him sustenance or free him. So it sounds like Rishon Gamliel says, you cannot keep the Maaseh Dayim and keep the Zainus, whereas according to Chamim, and according to Chamim, the master, can keep both the mezainis, not give mezainis, and not allow the freedom to the Eved of his own Maaseh Dayim. Says the Gemara, "My love, commit to Maaseh V'Yachol." But Chum say the master could force a slave to work and not give mezainis. The Chum Maaseh V'Einah Chum Shugim holds that he cannot do that. So our Shaila is a Machlekes Tanayim. Rosh Gamil versus the Chumim. Says Mark, 1 second. V'Tizbara, our conversation was: can he, the Eved, say, "Give me my Maaseh Dayim," or give me mezainis? My Maaseh Dayim, not freedom. The conversation over there was about giving freedom. Says the Gemara, "Haya Parnaseini, Haya Tzeinu Lcheres." The ultimatum that the Eved is giving is about giving parnasa or setting him free. No, the ultimatum should be for our sugya, "Haya Parnaseini, Haya Tzeinu Maaseh Yadi, the parnasasi, the baile." The shprak should be, "Free me, obviously give me mezainis, or not free me. Either give me mezainis, or let me have my Maaseh Dayim for my mezainis." But nothing to being going free. So first of all, if we're making a connection to our sugya, the freedom ultimatum doesn't look jive. Where do we say anything about going free? Number one. V'yayit, furthermore, what shaykhus years of hunger in this conversation? Why are we at all addressing Shnei Beturis? That's a conversation. If that's the machlaikas of the chamim, our single meal, it's basically machlaikas, nothing to do with years of hunger in general. Could you, master, tell the Evan, I'm keeping your Maaseh Dayim and I'm not giving you a Zainus, or not? Simple. Says more, Maaseh Shnei Beturis, why are we focused on Shnei Beturis? Shtakataina says Gemara, Elachem Eskinan, Darmalate, say my Sidechel Menezech. Rather, the Bryce is talking about a simple case, a classic case again, where the master says, keep your Maaseh Dayim. Again, the master saying, keep your Maaseh Dayim in the place of Mezainus, because I'm not giving Mezainus. Uvishnei Beturis Laisipek, and we're talking daf by hunger, years of hunger, because years of hunger, even the Maaseh Dayim that this guy is earning is not enough to give him sustenance. And here's the Shaila. So what's the Machlag stringing me on the Chamim? The master's, we're going with the side, the master can never keep both the Maaseh Dayim and the Mezainus. The master is saying, keep the Maaseh Dayim for yourself and sustain yourself. I'm not giving you Mezainus. But the problem is, in years of hunger, the Eved, even with his own Maaseh Dayim, is not unable to sustain himself. So what's the Machlekes? Either give me Parnasa, make up the difference to what I'm lacking in Parnasa, or free me. Why? Because Rav Shmuel says, the Eved is the Taina. Kolzman, I'm your Eved. No one's going to have Rachmanas and give me sustenance, because they'll say, it's your job to give me sustenance. And therefore, free me, that I can get food. It's hunger. I can't make ends meet. Rabbanan Savri, no. Mandarachim, Abnei Chari, Eved Amir Chumarachim. One who takes pity on the free man will take pity also on the slaves. He said, people take pity on those who are starving, take pity on all those that are starving, and therefore, that's not an excuse for the slave to demand his freedom. But again, not a right to our Shaila, because we're saying everyone agrees, and we're saying now that everyone agrees that the master could say, keep your mezainis, Sorry, I'm keeping your mezainis. I'm not giving you mezainis, and I'm keeping your ma'aseh yadayim. Okay, nacharaya.
Nothing's changed.
Tashema, zok demar nacharaya. Demarav hamakdish the avdai. I say avdai levavaychol. Let's say a master is makdish the ma'aseh yadayim of his eved. That eved borrows now. Whatever that produces is going to hektish. So what's eved going to do? He needs to eat. I say avdai levavaychol. He borrows money to eat. Then he works upareya, and because he owes money from his borrowing, the money, the income he earns when he works, goes to pay back the loan before it goes to Ekdish. We'll see the mechanics in a second. Shmamina, we see Yachar Rav Levin Asayim Iven Ezanach. But just do the math. The fact that the Eved is desperate for food, and the master was makdish the hands of the Eved to Ekdish, that means the master kept the Ma'aseh Yadayim and gave it to Ekdish, and the master is not giving him a Zainus. So it's a clear right according to Rav that the master could say, "I'm keeping your Ma'aseh Yadayim and I'm not giving him a Zainus." The Chayyim is a good raya. Gemara says, no. Well, we still have to explain what the mechanics are, how it's working, that he's borrowing, and then he's paying back with his work. We'll get there. We'll get back there in a minute. But the Gemara just asks, before we get there, let's keep track. The Gemara suggests, the master is giving mezainis to Eved. Aye, what's he borrowing to eat for? Yachi, lamai, tapa meis, lamai, lava, v'eichel. What's he borrowing and eating for? The Chayyim has what to eat. La dafa. It means when he needs more than the basics. Let's say the basics is 20,000. He needs another 2,000 for a little more than the basics. So for that, he's got to borrow. In fact, let Hektish tell this Eved, what do you mean? When you were fully supported by your master, you didn't get a duff, you just got basic needs, basic mezainas. Now, because you're on your own, you're going to borrow and take for yourself a duff, because you're right to do that. Mara says, no, Hektish won't say that. You know why? Hektish gufei nichalei. Remember, the master was makdish the handiwork of this Eved to his makdish to Hektish. So Hektish wants a strong, happy, satisfied Eved, because he'll be able to produce better. And the more he produces, the better is Hektish. So Hektish is on the same board. Fadafa. Hektish gufe nichle, keich l'shabach avde, in order that the Eved should be a more valuable Eved for Hektish, and therefore they're very happy with the Eved getting Hadafa. But what's the mechanics? Ask the Gemara. Aisa pareya, the Eved was saying he works, and when he works, he pays back the what he borrowed. So again, the master is makdish the ma'aseh yadayim of the Eved. The Eved then goes and works, and he doesn't know what to eat. We explained already that we deflected that he has what to eat, basics, but he's missing the adaf. Okay. So the Eved goes and borrows for either for what to eat in the Havmina or for the adaf, according to the ultimate Pshat Gemara. He's borrowing for what he needs. And then as he works, the money he earns goes to the leiva that he owes the money to. Ask him what he means, but every little income he makes goes to Hektish. Kama, Kaddish, every little income, every little bit is Hektish. Answer the Gemara, Pachas, Pruta. What we mean is that the Eved, Hektish doesn't take possession over less than a Shavar Bruta. Hektish only works, Dina Torah in general, only are applicable mumnus only when it's more than a Shavar Bruta. So every little bit of work that he does that's less than a Shavar Bruta is already, there's a monetary amount owing, it's just less than a Shavar Bruta. That amount is owing, it belongs to Eved. Instead of going to Eved, it goes to this creditor, the guy who lent the money, before it gets a chance to reach the status enough to be a full Pruta, which would go to Hektish. This really gets involved with two conversations. First conversation gets involved with, do we say that when a person does work, Yeshas Schiris, Mithilavat Seif, is he making money throughout the entire Schiris, or no, he only owes the money at the end when the job's done? This obviously would be going that every little bit that he does, he's making money, he's earning the rights to the income, number one. But number two, it's more than that, the first one bothered still. Even person paying him doesn't have to pay him until he gets to Pruta. Once it's a Pruta, it goes to Hektish. He's still stuck, he's still in a pickle. And then the first man's paying. Yeshua says, you know what I'm talking about? Where he's working for, he works for the person he borrowed from directly. So he borrowed money from the Eved borrowed from Reuven for food. He then goes and works for Reuven, and every partial Pruta adds, belongs right away, goes to the guy he borrowed from, and therefore it takes away initial of it becoming Hektish. It goes to the guy he borrowed from before it even gets a chance to become a shear of a Pruta to go to Hektish. Okay, so again, we thought we have a right from Rav, that person is Makdish the hands of his Eved. He's allowed to be Makdish the hands of his Eved and still not give him a Zainus. He said, no, he's giving him a Zainus. Maybe he cannot do both. He can't both be makdish, keep bailus over your Eved's ma'aseh yadayim, and not give him a zaynus. We have no raya that you can do both detriments of Eved. Says the Gemara. Hachanah mistavra. It's talking mistavra, the explanation we just gave, because otherwise you'd have a steer in Rav. Dama Rav, because Rav says elsewhere, ha'makdish avdai, oisa Eved, oisa vaychel. If a person's makdish the earnings of his Eved, that Eved works, and he uses the money to buy food. De'ilai avda, ma'pachle. Because if he doesn't work and earn money for his food, who's going to serve him? Where is he going to, how is he going to eat? Who's going to provide him with food? That's what the Mara statement is. Now, Rabbi, we are saying very clearly that the master is being makdish to Eved, and he's not giving him a Zionist, the Eved's entitled, then the master has no rights to the ma'aseh yadayim of the Eved, and the Eved can keep it for his own food. The Chayyim is a steer to what we're trying to be like
two lines ago. If you say the answer we gave on the top of the Amud was good, that the upper case, the case we just had a moment ago from Rav, is where the master is actually providing mezainus. That's why the hektish works there. Ve'ina yachol, and the halacha that the master is that the master cannot tell his eved, he's unable to tell the eved, I'm keeping your maestayim and I'm not giving you mezainus. He can't do that, so it's very good. So that's the first case. And this most recent case is where the master is not giving mezainus, and therefore he cannot take away the maestayim of the eved, and therefore it's not hektish, even though he declared it's hektish, it won't be chal. Shapir, all is good. But if you say the first case was where the master wasn't providing mezainus, the yachal and a master could say to the eved, I'm not giving you mezainus and I'm keeping my maestayim. So what's the svara that we just had in this most recent member of Rav? That if he doesn't work for himself, who's going to support him? What do you mean? Whoever wants to conserve him, but according to Rav, you can keep the Maisadayim and the Mazayinus of the Evan. That's not a problem. So you see, Tak, if anything, have a raya the other way. For the first statement of Rav, we tried to bring a raya that the master can keep the Mazayinus and the Maisadayim. We deflected the raya. Not only that, we brought a raya that Rav holds the opposite way, that he cannot do both. The master can only either refrain from giving Maisadayim, refrain from giving Mazainus, but still has to let the Evid keep the Maisadayim, or if the master is keeping the Maisadayim, he has to give the Mazainus, but he can't give him the worst of both worlds, Shmamina from Rav, that you cannot do that. Tashima, let's bring a Raya the other way. So we've proven from Rav, holds, the master cannot say, I'm keeping your Mazainus and I'm keeping your Maisadayim. Let's see from Rechanan. Dam Rechanan, Hakate Yadav, the Shechavir, a person who cuts off the hand of his friend's Evid. Nasa Shifta, he gives the payments for the rest, the Evid's out of commission. He gives payments to the master Shavuasai and for the doctor bills. The rabbi, he gives it to whom? To the rabbi. He gives the fact that he can't work and the doctor bills, he gives it to the master. Vaisa Evid needs a staka. And the Evid, where does he eat from? Staka. Now, if the rabbi is getting the exchange for the fact that he can't work and the doctor bills, shouldn't the rabbi be forced to give mezainus to Evid? Yeah, we said the Evid gets nizain from staka. Shmamina yachabravlim and Evid, asimi venizanucha. This clear raya at the master can tell the Evid, work for me and I'm not giving you mezainus. Says the Mara, what do you mean? Not a raya. Hachabai, skina mala mezainus. Talking about where the master is giving mezainus. I was going to ask from the staka. Yachim, I need mezainus. What does it mean to go for staka? You know the answer already. La dafa. He has enough for basics, but he needs for a dafa. He needs a little extra. That's what he goes to staka for. Yachim, nizain. The word nizain is mash for basic sustenance. If he's going just for the extra for the hadafa, then misparnis boy, like, let's be misparnis. He's misparnis. He's supported from the staka. Not nizain, nizain staka. Elalav, go back to the other raya. It's taka raya. Shmamina, yachal, shmamina. We have a raya that according to Rabbi Yechanan, the master could say, I'm keeping your Maisadayim and I'm not giving Mazainus. So we want to come out with the raya. According to Rav, the master cannot keep both the Mazainus and the Maisadayim and send the Evid to go collect from the staka. Whereas according to Rabbi Yechanan, the master could indeed keep the Maisadayim and the Mazainus and tell the Evid, go collect from the staka. Amamar. One last memra on this Rabbi Yechanan ruling, and then we'll pause and leave it for tomorrow. Says Amamar. Nice to shift through for us, the rabbi. We said, you pay the rest period, the period that he's out of commission, lack of earnings, and the refuah, the doctor bills goes to the master. Shift type sheet, the Mar says, the doctor bills, the lack of earnings, of course goes to the master. Who else, who gets the value of the Evid's work? The master. So why wouldn't the monetary exchange for the shift type, for the rest, the days out of work, go to the master? The Mar says, you're right, shift is not a chiddush. Rabbi Yechon meant to say it because the next line, for the refuah, at the cost of the refuah, it goes to the master, that is taka, a chiddush, and the fact that the shifta goes, the earnings, that was only mentioned agav. Says the more fosidei, what's takav shat? Why would their food go to the master? Isn't their food what the Evid needs to cure himself? Their food didei, the bay susibe. Their food should belong to the Evid because he needs to heal himself. Says the more letzricha, no. We're talking about cases as follows. The doctor said that it takes 5 days of a certain medication for the guy to get healed, but they gave him a stronger dose of this drug. And he was healed in 3 days. So the point is, it was less refuah. It was less cost of refuah because he was only under treatment for 3 days, not 5 days. But it was much more painful. It was more painful a process for the Evid. So I would have thought, since the Evid suffered the pain of going through a quicker process, that spread the savings of the refuah monies because he went through the pain. Maybe he gets to keep it. Says the Gemara, Ma de Tema. Tsar today was the Evid Tsar, and if we should keep the money, Kamashram, that's Rabbi Yechon is teaching us, that doctor, that refuah monies goes to the master. So Enechami, basic refuah monies, goes, of course, to cure the Evid. It doesn't go to the master or to the Evid. It goes to cure the Evid. But if there was a savings in that refuah money, I would have thought it remains by the Eved. Kamashmon Reichav, no, that also goes to the master. Okay, so we left off with the machlekes, whether or not a master can tell Eved, I'm not giving you mezainas, and I'm keeping my tzedayim. Rav says he cannot do that. Rabbi Eichav says he can do that. Tomorrow we'll get back to this. Tanya goes through a more elaboration back in our mission in a conversation with Belazar and the Chama, whether it's a schus for the Eved to go free, not a schus. The Gemara is going to elaborate from a Brayis on the Mishnah and expound on it. We'll leave it tomorrow. Have a